when I looked at it, I said, well, this is an example of an acute change, a very acute change, because what happens when we have a trauma, many people, after the trauma, are changed forever, for the rest of their lives, if they have PTSD. It actually has changes the chemicals that flow through our brain, it changes the structure of our brain, creates new neural pathways, kills a lot of old neural pathways as a result of a single experience. It's a sledgehammer. It is very widespread, unfortunately. I mentioned it last time, 30% of Vietnam vets have PTSD. 30%. 8% from the first Gulf War have PTSD. As I mentioned, we don't have the exact data yet from the second Gulf War, but the numbers are likely going to be higher than that. After 9/11, or before 9/11 rather, there were 20,000 individuals with PTSD south of 110th Street, New York. Right after 9/11, 60,000 individuals with post-traumatic stress disorder. Now, this has consequences. Again, it has consequences on the way our brain functions very often, not always, but very often for the rest of our lives. So this is an acute change. It comes immediately, one trauma, 9/11, or seeing something terrible in war. And then that often has an effect for the rest of the, for the entire life. It's a shock treatment, a negative shock treatment. Now, when I look at PTSD, and when I thought about it, I asked, okay, so what does positive psychology have to do with this? I mean, this is clinical psychology. This is quote-unquote negative psychology. Well, the answer is a lot.